وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين.
الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين. It's a reminder about the importance of reciting the Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this month, the month that some of the people of knowledge call it Shahr al-Qurra, the month of the reciters. And we know the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari that Angel Jibreel alayhi salam used to recite the Quran, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to hear it, all of it, all of the Quran in Ramadan. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to do that. كان جبريل يعرض على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم القرآن في كل عام مرة, every year once in Ramadan. And last year, two times. He completed the Quran two times. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is listening, and Angel Jibreel is reciting. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reciting, and Jibreel is listening. هذا معنى العرض, المدارسة. And the last year, two times. Also, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to itikaf, make itikaf, in Ramadan, every year, 10 nights and days, until it was the year he passed away, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he passed away, Rabi'ul Awwal, and so the year before that, he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made i'tikaf 20 days, 20 nights. As in Hadith Sahih al-Bukhari, which means that the believer increases the act of worship when he comes to know he's about to die or there are signs of death. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he sees the signs of death, to make tasbih and tahmid and istighfar. فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. He used to, alayhi salam, always used to make tasbih. He used to glorify Allah. He used to praise Allah. He used to make istighfar. But yet Allah commanded him, if he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sees so and so, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. If the victory of Allah comes, and you see the people entering Islam as groups, means these are the signs of your death, or the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَصَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Make those three things, tasbih, tahmid, istighfar. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say that a lot, especially in ruku' and sujood, he used to say it. سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا وَبِحَمْدِكَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِي. So in this, that it is recommended, it is sunnah to recite Quran, all of it in Ramadan, all of the Quran, as he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do that, and the Salaf al-Salih used to do that. And he alayhi salatu wa salam, the people of knowledge, some of them used to complete Quran many times in Ramadan, like Imam Shafi was mentioned 60 times. And they say that's in Ramadan. Other than outside Ramadan, it is liker to not to recite all Quran less than 3 days. But in Ramadan, it's different. So to recite the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you get a lot of ilm, a lot of guidance, especially if you do that, if you do it the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. When he recited Quran, he recited ayah of mercy, he used to ask Allah mercy. He recited ayah, there is punishment mentioned, he used to seek refuge with Allah from the punishment. Ayah, there is takbir, he used to make takbir. Tasbih, he used to make tasbih. So he used to be, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with the Quran. He used to be with when he's reciting, the point was not just to complete the Quran, rather to be with the Quran, to ponder on the Quran, to increase knowledge, to increase guidance, to increase huda. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, keep on making dua. Keep on making dua when he's reciting Quran. Somebody recite Quran this way, no doubt he will increase guidance, he will increase knowledge. We ask Allah al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to do so. صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين.